Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. It is great to have you here today. Hope you're doing well. If you're new here, this is where we talk about all things electric vehicles, and this can range everything from actually owning an EV and what it's like, to speaking to experts, to, of course, covering breaking news like today. It's not exactly breaking. You've probably heard about the story, and that is that FreeWire Technologies, that has their whole battery energy storage solution for EV charging, DC fast charging, a unique approach that we've seen in this space, recently announced a big layoff and a closing of their headquarters. Now, this is not really news that I want to hear, and it's important that we look at this. So let's plug into this news. This episode is made possible by the support we get from Fort Collins Kia. If you are in the market for any electric Kia, not only do they never add market adjustments, they will deliver your car to you anywhere in the 48 contiguous states for out-of-spec viewers. More information in the link in the show notes. So like I said, today we're discussing the recent announcement from FreeWire Technologies, who have been, we've worked with before, or not really worked with, but we featured on the out-of-spec channels, out-of-spec reviews, and the out-of-spec podcast. We've spoken to the CEO, we've spoken to members of the team about their different projects and products and offerings. So we have enjoyed using their technology, in fact, but they recently announced a closure of their Newark corporate headquarters and layoffs of virtually all employees, over 100 employees, and their headquarters was their hub for research and development, testing, and manufacturing of their EV charging products. This is not great news. But while they declined to come onto the podcast to send a representative, FreeWire did give us this statement from a FreeWire spokesperson, and I'm going to read it to you. As a company committed to transparency and open communication, we want to address recent discussions regarding FreeWire's financial situation. The EV market is currently facing some headwinds, and like many players in the industry, we're navigating through these challenges. However, it's important to note that FreeWire's quality initiatives and production are better situated than ever before. Our dedication to quality improvement has strengthened our market position during these uncertain times. Additional capital is necessary to further support our growth initiatives and ensure continued success. Therefore, we are actively seeking further funding, a step that aligns with strategies pursued by many companies in the industry. Meanwhile, we are making efforts to right-size the operations of our company. We remain confident in our team, our technology, and our vision for the future of clean energy solutions. We appreciate the ongoing support of our stakeholders and partners as we work to overcome these challenges and continue to drive positive change in the EV market. Okay, so FreeWire is down but not out. They have been an interesting company to watch, like I said, and I'm going to give you a bit of an overview of their offerings up until now, but their team has been really great. We've enjoyed speaking with them. We've been able to cover, like I said, their products and services. Arcady, the CEO and founder, is an EV enthusiast. That's his origin story with this company, and that's what brought him to run with this idea of a mission to revolutionize the electric vehicle charging experience with the battery energy storage solutions for EV charging, which is really cool. Imagine that you can't get the power that you want to have, your typical straight from the grid, high fast powered EV charger. Okay, what's an option? Well, a battery that you can charge slowly and then use to discharge into EVs. We already have EVs that are batteries on wheels. Why not use a big old battery system to charge them? Additionally, they have the option where you can use the same kind of setup as a backup generator of sorts, a backup power source for your site. So I do think it's really interesting. I love the way that the industry is really experimenting with battery energy storage solutions, and it was great to see what they offer. So I'm going to show you just a little bit about their offerings because we have featured them on the podcast. So briefly, let me just share a bit about what they have been offering, and then we'll have to see if at all this changes in the future with what they are going to go forward with after these layoffs and restructuring and kind of a new strategy to get back on their feet. So they have this. This is the FreeWire Boost series and the Pro series. So they have the Boost Charger Pro here on the left. If you're tuning in on YouTube, it's a charger with two cables, and it is a battery-integrated ultra-fast EV charger. It has 200 kilowatt capacity input options and 150 kilowatt hour integrated battery system for efficient high throughput charging in any setting. As they write on their website. They also have the Boost Power Pro, the ultra fast EV charging with bi-directional power. That's what I was talking about, kind of this backup. So what they say is that you can revolutionize your energy strategy with their latest EV charging system, delivering 200 kilowatt output and bi-directional power, making it a comprehensive energy solution for high demand environments. So these are kind of their big, fast EV charging options. And then I also want to touch on the other things that they offered. So site assessment, they use software that is not uncommon in the industry to best understand as a site host what are your options are, including what incentives are there for you that have, there's federal, local, state incentives for battery solutions compared to just normal EV charging from the grid solutions. So they have this service to help you optimize site selection. So I got to take a peek at this. It's a big screen. It's got all these layers. You put all these inputs of data points, and it helps you understand your EV charging ROI, predict your utilization. It factors in tariffs, of course, and then you can compare all these different sites. Say, you know, I'm a franchise owner of a restaurant. I can look at a bunch of different sites in different areas. That is very key if you're going to help someone install sites and host EV chargers. Okay. They also have deployment services. So I've spoken with their team a bit about this as well. So they want to help navigate the complex process of EV charging site design and installation. We've talked a lot about this on this podcast before, the unnecessary complexities that exist in regulation and tax incentives for EV charging and EVs in general. So they help plan, design, build, and then finally energize building the site out and have a whole team that helps you plan this project. Additionally, the most recent podcast we had with them was about this Accelerate program. So they were offering, and it's still up, but they probably still are. And I would love to take advantage of this in my area too, because we have a clear lack of public EV charging solutions, resources in this city. And I thought, okay, with this Accelerate program, they offer no upfront costs for the site host to put at least two of these chargers on their site. You can brand it and with your own branding, and then FreeWire monitors the usage, they maintain it, they market it even. So it was an interesting phased in ownership program. I think after 5 years, you could own these chargers if you wanted to. Yes, you could own the charging assets after year five, and you could explore financing options. So you can look more into this. I have a whole podcast on it. They also recently announced, you know, a partnership with Chevron and GM. to get their chargers in collaboration on sites with these companies. So they had some good news. They launched this new program. We know that this is a hard space to be in. So to see this news is definitely not super exciting. It is a bit of a disappointment. But like I said, they are down, but not out, according to their response. So it's clear like that FreeWire, like many other companies in the EV market, is facing challenges. There's market headwinds, like they said. They need a lot of capital. This is an expensive place to be in. And also, they have to be making a profit. You got to get out of the red at some point. So it's important to note that they remain committed to their vision, right? But obviously, they are changing strategy. How they will do this, how they will get back on their feet, we will have to watch and see. Looking at the broader landscape of the electric vehicle charging market, what do you think are the key challenges facing startups like FreeWire, and how can they best navigate these challenges to succeed in the long term? I personally see a pattern that in the EV charging industry, these teams grow really quickly. They get a hold of funds and they start putting them to use, and then a layoff happens. And then maybe they build up again, and then another layoff happens. Is it cyclical? I don't know. Is it just the phases of a new industry, a growing industry, a very quickly advancing and dynamic technology industry? Perhaps that is the case. So startups also just face a range of challenges that are different from more well-established companies and organizations. There's market competition, regulatory hurdles, and just the expenditures that are required to get these companies up and running so that they can maintain themselves. Of course, I believe that we should focus on innovation and strategic partnerships and committing to sustainability, and that is crucial in this field, but also profitability is essential too. We've got to be making money. We can't stay in the red forever. And also, we need EV charging companies to succeed if folks are going to continue to buy EVs. So I want to hear from you. Given FreeWire's recent announcement and the challenges facing the EV market, what do you think are the most critical factors for startups in the electric vehicle charging industry to succeed in the long term? Of course, we also saw layoffs recently that aren't at a startup, Tesla. This announcement from FreeWire comes on the heels of Tesla laying off their entire, essentially, charging infrastructure team just last week. What a whirlwind of news for the industry. We still have EV chargers. They're still working. Both companies have said, hey, the chargers are still going to, we're still going to continue on our mission. It just looks a little bit different from now and right now, and only time will tell. We'll keep an eye on it, of course, to see what their approach will be. But like I said, it seems like FreeWire is not dead. Just maybe they've tripped a little bit. We'll see how they stand up. Thank you again for tuning into the Out of Spec podcast. Again, I would love to hear your thoughts on this subject. Stay tuned for updates and other discussions on all things electric. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye, y'all.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.